You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, our guest says we can learn a lot about philosophy and how to use it in our daily lives from the TV sitcom The Good Place. Right now, it's time for our weekly Wisconsin News Roundup, checking in with reporters around the state about the stories they're covering. First, the nurses at the UW Hospital and Clinics in Madison have voted in favor of reforming a union. They're pushing hospital administration to recognize it. Chemaine Mills is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News. Chemaine, thanks for being here.
Hi, Rob.
Well, nurses are trying to revive this union. What happened to the previous union?
Well, they had a union as recently as 5 years ago. But like a lot of other unions in the state, it ended after a law known as Act 10. That law didn't forbid unions, but it made it more difficult for them to exist and maintain members. Moreover, what those members could bargain for was greatly restricted. So it was basically inflationary pay increase and not so much work conditions. It wasn't as all-encompassing as it used to be.
Are there issues UW nurses now are talking about that they say spurred this new effort to get their union recognized?
It's basically working conditions and job stability. For instance, if they go into a disciplinary procedure, they want to have a witness or some intermediary with them, so it's not just the employer and the employee. And working conditions, they say they don't have enough staff oftentimes. Many of them may have to care for as many as 8 patients at a time when 4 is the standard. And there's not always enough beds in the emergency room, so some of the patients end up in the hallway overnight.
Now, nurses are asking hospital administration to recognize their union organizing efforts. Has the administration of UW Hospital and Clinics responded?
Not to that question. They haven't said whether or not they will recognize the union. They have said in the past that Act 10 prevents them from recognizing a union. So what the nurses are asking is, we don't have to do collective bargaining per se. We can do something similar called meet and confer. But the administration has not agreed to that.
So what's the next step you're watching for?
Well, see if the administration will agree to accede to some of the demands of the nurses. Basically, more staff, more stability. One thing they haven't talked about, at least publicly, is pay.
All right. We'll watch for that. Chemaine, thanks a lot for sharing this with us today.
Thank you.
Chemaine Mills is a WPR reporter. She talked with us about nurses at UW Hospital and Clinics in Madison trying to revive some form of the union that was phased out as a result of 2011's Act 10. Now authorities are learning more about an October shooting in Wausau's Pine Grove Cemetery that left one person dead and 2 others wounded. Natalie Brophy is the urgency reporter for the Wausau Daily Herald, covering crime and breaking news. Natalie, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me again.
Well, Natalie, 64-year-old Henry West charged with this killing and other crimes. What have we found out about his past and what had led him to this shooting in October?
Yeah, well, police, you know, haven't released the specific motive, but court documents show that at the time of the shooting and the fire, he was in the process of being evicted from his apartment building, the apartment building where the fire started. And also one of the managers at the apartment reported to police after the shooting that West had made threatening comments about former coworkers at the cemetery.
And in addition to the shooting, you mentioned a fire at his house. He had rigged his home with explosives. And this is new news, I think. Police dispatch had gotten a phone call from a man they believe may have been him, West, the suspect, on the day of the shooting, warning them about these explosives. What do we know about that?
Yeah, so the call came in to Marathon County 911 in between the time of the shooting and the fire. So the fire happened, was called in first, and then about 15 minutes later, the shooting at the cemetery. So that call was made, you know, in between those two events, and it was a man's voice. He was breathing heavy, and basically he told the dispatcher that to warn the firefighters down at the apartment in Schofield because there were flammable liquids inside the apartment. The dispatcher attempted to get more information from the man, but he had hung up the phone. And in the that recording that the Los Angeles Daily Herald got as part of an open records request, that call specifically was labeled 911 call possible from suspect in shooting, in shooting fire. So, that was that call.
And these explosives happily did not go off in the fire. What have police or others said about what might have happened if they had gone off? What kind of damage could we have seen?
Yeah, police estimated that, had the explosives gone off, hundreds of people could have been injured or killed, including first responders who are at the apartments, putting out the fire, people who lived in the apartment buildings, businesses and homes nearby as well.
And finally, where does the court case against Henry West stand right now?
He has an arraignment scheduled for early February, and that's when he'll put in a plea to all the charges against him.
Natalie, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Yeah, thanks again.
That's Natalie Brophy, urgency reporter at the Wausau Daily Herald. She gave us an update on the case of a deadly shooting in the city's Pine Grove Cemetery back in October. Now, construction continues on Foxconn's manufacturing plant in Kenosha County. There's new uncertainty about whether the company can find enough workers for its project and if its contract with the state is going to hold up as written. Corrine Hess is a WPR reporter based in Milwaukee. Corey, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, the State Department of Administration got a letter apparently this week from Foxconn executives about the company's search for workers. What is Foxconn saying?
Well, Foxconn is saying that they have been looking for workers and they just cannot find enough in Wisconsin. They say that they've traveled the country. They went to North Carolina, Illinois, Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky to try to attract talent to Wisconsin, and they've fallen short.
You talked with worker placement firms and lawmakers about what they think might be behind that shortage of workers. What kind of things did you hear?
Well, what I'm hearing is that, the unemployment rate is very low, and that people want to keep their good employees, so they're doing everything that they can to retain workers. And employees just aren't moving like they used to. People used to leave the state to go to other jobs, and people aren't doing that anymore. So Foxconn could very well be having trouble.
We're also finding out about some tension between Governor Evers and Foxconn about the company's contract with the state and whether the plan has changed too much to keep the old deal in place. What's going on there?
Well, Governor Evers said Thursday that he thinks the state and Foxconn will renegotiate the contract because the company is no longer building the project that they promised when they first agreed to the deal. Foxconn also confirmed that they're in talks with the state, although they're not specifying what kind of changes they're discussing.
And what has Foxconn said about how well it's keeping up its end of the bargain?
Foxconn says that they're upset at being asked to make changes. Foxconn says that they're committed to Wisconsin, although in a text message earlier this week with WPR, Alan Young, who is one of the Foxconn executives, said that, with this Generation 10.5 plant that they were going to do originally, that would have employed 3,000 workers. This new Generation 6 plant will employ 1,500 people. So there is some discrepancy in the number of employees.
We'll watch to see how that shakes out. Corey, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That's Corrine Hess, WPR reporter based in Milwaukee. She talked with us about where things stand with Foxconn's search for workers and its contract with the state. And that finishes up our weekly Wisconsin News Roundup. Coming up, everything is fine. Students are picking up demonstrations of philosophy concepts from a TV sitcom. Stay with us here on Central Time.